So that's the overall. This picture then comes out of your textbook, nice sort of schematic for what's going on. Wastewater coming in from the sewage supply in the town, skimming off the grease, settling out the sludge. The material then goes through a microorganism catalyzed oxidation that reduces the BOD down. And then if you're only doing secondary treatment, which is what was going on at Yorkeys before then, that simply goes out to Moon River. But in this case, they now go to tertiary treatment, so we now get subsequent steps in here that ensure that things like nitrogen and phosphorus are reduced to levels. Now, in this case here, you may add chemicals or you may use biology to do the tertiary treatment. And then finally, that material, once it's been tertiary treated, can go out to a river or lake in reasonable condition. So the primary treatment stage then is the removing the grit via sedimentation and the grease via skimming. The secondary treatment involves getting rid of the BOD by digestion. And in the tropics, we're really lucky. The high ambient temperature means that we don't need to heat up that environment. You saw in Port Douglas, those bugs are all happening in big batch reactors at room temperature because their room temperature is high. Following that, you saw also in the tank at Port Douglas, there are large amounts of sediment forming in those tanks. Those tanks, then the material is separated out from the liquid component. The first step then has got a high proportion of water to waste, and that waste then contains a large amount of BOD and a large amount of solid. The next stage then strips out the bulk of the BOD and the residual solids, so that we've now stripped out 90% of the solids and 90% of the BOD over primary and secondary treatment. And then the tertiary treatment goes in and strips out the remaining part of the BOD and polishes off the remaining solids that are present. The use of these products then, the sewage sludge, as long as we analyse and determine that it doesn't contain things like lead and mercury, can be used as a dry